Good afternoon. Welcome to the Embedded Executive Podcast. My name is Rich Nass, and I am the Executive Vice President of Open Systems Media. I lead the Embedded Computing Design Team. My guest this week is Matt Burns, the Director of Technical Marketing for Samtech. How you doing, Matt?
Good, Rich. How are you? Nice to be with you today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So, easy question and a hard question. Related to SOMS/COMS. First of all, so many people use SOMS and COMS interchangeably, the terms, and I tend to do that myself. So the first question is there actually a difference between a SOM and a COM? And then I'll save the harder question after you have to answer that one.
Yeah, well, first of all, Rich, it's always good to be with you. So thanks for the opportunity to chat with you. I think that question is subjective. I'm going to answer your question with a question, I guess. But I think historically there were differences. SOMs and COMs have been on the market for probably, 15, 20 years? And historically, at least in my mind, when I would hear system on module, they're both the same thing, right? They both have a standard form factor. They both have the same similar functionality, right? There's CPU, GPU, whatever. There's the associated circuitry, the memory, the DDR, the flash, the power, the I.O., et cetera, et cetera. There's some sort of high performance mezzanine connector that connects the SOM or the COM to the carrier card, which obviously competes the entire compute system. But historically, I think the SOM system on module sort of lended itself towards the compute engines that you would call an SoC, or something like an ARM based solution. Whether that today that would be from NXP or TI or similar companies. And then again, historically, I think the COM computer on module would be the same functionality, maybe a different form factor, but maybe more focused on an x86 architecture, whether that's from Intel or AMD or someone else. But today in 2024, I think they're used synonymously. I know at Samtech, our perspective, it's synonymous because we work with we work with the ARM ecosystem. We work with the x86 ecosystem. We work with the GPU ecosystem. Some of the other compute engines as well, and it's to us as a connector supplier, it's kind of the same thing. So we tend to use them synonymously, Rich.
Okay, so that was the easy one.
Hey, I like easy questions.
Okay, here comes the one that's a little more involved. I know in my head why somebody should be using a SOM/COM, but do developers always pick a SOM for the right reasons, or should they be going with a motherboard? Are they picking it just because it's available and it's easy, or are they actually picking it for the right reason? I'll stop there.
No, I think that's a good question, and it's very pertinent because the number of solutions out there available for the embedded designer seem almost innumerable, right? You've got the SOMs or COMs, you've got single board computers. When it comes to the compute engine, do you use a GPU, do you use an FPGA, do you use an SoC, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a number of questions that can be overwhelming if you're starting your design from scratch or you're looking at it from a new application standpoint. I think it gets down to, to answer your question a little bit more directly, I think it's a matter of the OEM or the design engineer picking what's needed. So, obviously when you're looking at a new embedded in solution, you're going to look at the functionality that's needed, right? What's the I/O? How much compute power do you need? What algorithms do you need? What's the software stack? Are there standards that you have to define, et cetera, et cetera? So I think once you narrow down your use case, that's going to help narrow down the solution that you use, whether it's a SOM/COM, a single board computer, or even something that's more, traditional, more of a traditional like desktop style solution. So I think that's really what it comes down to, use case. Historically, I know there was always the thought, should I do a discrete design versus, something off the shelf? And the question comes up, make versus buy. For historical embedded computing applications, I'd say more often than not, customers are just going to buy instead of make. Obviously, if you're in specialized applications and it's, maybe if there's a cost benefit for doing something discrete, especially if you're in large volumes, maybe you make. Obviously, we're not talking about consumer applications like cell phones or anything like that or smartwatches, but that mid to large volume, there may be advantages to making something.
The reason
versus
I was looking at
standard.
that, I don't think you touched on, was if I'm designing a board, and I want lots of different versions of that board, I can easily plug and play different comms based on performance level. They could be a base model that has a slower processor, a mid-range that has some of the bells and whistles, and then a high-end that has a much higher performance processor. That's the reason that I was looking at.
Well, and that makes a good point. It's if the application requires scalability or flexibility, several of the for example, I think about Comm Express. There's any type of form factors. There are standard form factors, but you can scale from an entry level CPU up to a higher end CPU to meet the functionality of your system. Plus, with the scalability of the SOMs and comms, one of the advantages of that, like you mentioned, is the fact that you can keep the same carrier card and just swap out the SOMs and the comms as necessary to meet the needs of your system. So again, your question there about what's the right choice or what's the wrong choice, I guess it in my mind it's subjective, right? I don't know if that's the right answer or not, Rich,
That's
but
fine.
at least from my mind, from my perspective, it's what makes the most sense for the OEM or for the vendor. And
And from the Samtech perspective, it doesn't matter, right?
well. Hopefully, the OEM is picking a SOM or a COM that uses the Samtech connector. But in all fairness, there are a number of solutions out there. You look at Q7, you look at Smark from the SGET ecosystem. They take advantage of the economies of scale with a DIMM style connector, and then some of the newer solutions that they have with what they're calling their OSM, open. Oh goodness, I almost said open system media, Rich, but that's not it. Sorry, I forget what the SGET OSM module stands for, but it gets rid of the connector completely. So it uses a BGA termination. It's actually all the silicon on a PC, PCB with BGA contacts, and you put down the connector via like a standard surface mount process. We from Samtech's perspective, we're focused on high performance interconnect. So we're targeting typically higher performance SOMs and comms. A good example of that is the new COM-HPC specification from Pikmin. You and I are both familiar with that. All things to all people, Samtech would like to sell connector to everybody, but we know that's not reality. But we tend to focus on mid to high performance SOMs and comms because of the expertise we have in high performance Mesny connectors.
Very good. That certainly clears it up. Thank you very much.
No problem, Rich. Thanks for the time. It's always great to be with you.
That was Matt Burns. He is the Director of Technical Content for Samtech, and I'm Rich Nass with Open Systems Media.